Wow, wow, wow. Well, folks, we're back.
Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Mike, one of my favorites, brother. One of my all-time favorites. And you often hear me say, oh, man, that's a song that I sang when I was singing karaoke. Karaoke. Let me correct this. It's karaoke. All right. We have Americanized that to saying karaoke. Oh, that sounds corny anyway. It's karaoke. Okay. Invented in Japan and it took on worldwide. I love doing it. And it's so much fun. And Mike, he hosts a mini karaoke parties. And Mike, what I was surprised about when I first met you, this is really amazing, folks. He was in, he had two vocations and I had no idea, right? And it come find out, that the vocation that I met him wasn't, it was kind of equal because I said, does this guy ever sleep? Okay. You mind if I, and Mike, you mind if I share briefly how I met you?
You know what? I got no secrets. I got no shame in my game. Knock it out, William.
Okay. This is really cool. So it was a Sunday. I met Mike on a Sunday. I knew exactly when, where, and how. And so.
It involves tilapia.
It does. Folks, I had just gotten out of church and I stayed there for two services and I had to sing, right? And coming up, man, I was famished. I needed something to eat. And so, Mike worked at this, place. I guess we can give him a plug, huh, Mike?
Yeah, it won't hurt.
Yeah, Ralph's Supermarket. And I knew that they, you could go there if you want to buy seafood. I'm a seafood lover. Just love seafood, right? And you could go there and you could pick out what you want and they would also cook it for you. I said, shucks. Okay. Being a bachelor, then, after being exhausted, famished and stuff like that, the last thing I wanted to do was go home and cook. So I'm famished. So I go out, to this location. And I had just found it because I used to go out to another location, which was further away. And so, but anyway, I called up this location. They said, yep, we do this, went out. And I was talking to some people about what I did. There are two LLCs. There's WB Financial Services. I am a financial advisor. That's what I do. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks, blah, blah, blah. That's the boring stuff. And then the other LLC is Studio W, which we're doing right now. And I absolutely love it. And so I went out and I met Mike. I was talking to a couple and Mike was, attending to a couple that was in front of me. So, I never try to miss an opportunity at all. And so I introduced myself to the couple that Mike was helping. And so I told them what I did and they left. They were very, very nice people. They went on. And so when I came to the counter, Mike says, you're a financial advisor? I said, yeah. See, you have to understand a little background. Mike is an investigator. Okay. And he was for this particular sheriff's department, San Bernardino Sheriff's Department. And so I said, yeah. And so we talked a little bit and he asked me some questions and I asked him some questions and so we had a great conversation. Mike, cooked up the best tilapia I ever had for me. I went home oh my God. I had enough to last me about two or three days. And so I called Mike, and said, hey man, great stuff, right? And so, but anyway, moving right along. It was so good that I went back the next Sunday. Mike was leaving. I'm going to try to show this real quick. And I said, Mike, you haven't called me. He said, I'm going to call you right now. And he called me right now, right then when we were in the store. And he became a client, a friend, and just a great, great comrade. And Mike, love you, brother.
It was, thank you.
And there's more to the story, but I've been talking away a whole lot too long.
Well, I've got to give them a little bit of background on that. Back in the day, if you're from California, you probably remember the old Alpha Beta supermarkets. So I worked for them decades ago in the meat shop. Well, in order to get my retirement from Alpha Beta as a meat cutter with UFCW, I had to go back into the industry for a certain number of months in order to get my full retirement as a meat cutter. That happened decades ago. So that's how I ended up working for Ralph's. And so I was doing my regular day job doing investigations for San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. But then I was like hopping this gourmet seafood counter for Ralph's up in the northern end of Fontana. And that's where I met William, and we hit it off big time right off the bat. And he's been a great advisor to me, and I appreciate you greatly. And, I got my brother involved with him as well. He's very pleased. My brother Warren, you've heard us mention a couple of times, but we're very pleased with what he's been able to do financially for us both. So if you have any financial questions or you want to do some investing, even if it's small investment, start small and then build on that. That's kind of what I did throughout my life, and I'm very financially sound at this point.
Absolutely.
So William can help you with that.
Yeah.
What else did I want to say?
No. And speaking of Warren, I hope Warren is listening, because Warren is a great friend too. And I talk about you guys often. More than you even know, right? Because I appreciate you so much, folks. And we're not placating one another, because this is sincere.
I got no reason to lie.
For what? No reason at all. But folks, you want to check us out? We have giveaways coming up. I'm excited about that. And this one right now, I haven't heard this song before. In hell, I'd be in good company. I won't play it anyway. Folks, Mad Mike.
This one.
His Mad Pick is coming up. Okay, all right. Shortly.
I like the rhythm on this song. I really like the background and the rhythm. You'll enjoy it.
I am already. Okay. Oh, too funny. Thank you.
The speech spells, tells, hells, bells, misspells, knocks me on my knees. It didn't hurt, flirt, blood squirt, stop chirping me on a tree. After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company.
Yeah, I like that. Oh boy, Mad Mike, Wild Will, coast to coast.
Well, and hopefully none of us are going to hell, so behave yourself. handle your business, handle your life, do the right thing, do the right way.
Don't leave me this way. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I think you'll like this, Mike.
Yeah.
say I did. I need your loving, baby. Sing.
Having a stone cold blast, folks. Oh, that's right. This is Mad Mike. While we're coast to coast, I'm having a great time. And Mike, yes, I can dance, brother. I'm telling you right now. Let me tell you why.
I believe you.
Look.
I believe you.
No, I'm getting the story that goes behind this. The neighborhood that I grew up in and the cats that I hung out with, I'm talking about from the ages of 8, 9, 10, 14, 15, 16, whatever years, right? And in our neighborhood, number one, you had to be able to be athletic, whether it was football, baseball, basketball, whatever it was, right? And because you were always being judged by your peers, and we used to keep each other in check. Right? If you couldn't do it, and we would talk about you, man. It was brutal. And so you also had...
Kids are ruthless.
Mike, also, you had to know how to dress. You had to be an athlete. You had to know how to dress. And then also, we talked about you, about your style of music that you like, whatever it is. It was absolutely... It was a great experience. Because it helped mold my life, because I love this stuff, right? And I remember one of the first parties I went to, I had to be about 14 years old, right? And my rhythm wasn't good. It wasn't good. I corrected that. And I worked on it, and I worked on it, and I worked on it. So I will get on the floor and I will cut a rug. If it ain't no rug, you might get ready to prepare your hardwood. Mike, I'm serious about this.
I'm listening.
No. Oh, but I'm just reflecting back. And what I'm really getting at, folks, music has a profound effect, you know, on your mind, your body, your soul. I said that earlier, Mike. And Mike and I, we talk about this often and how much we enjoy what we're doing. And we want to find out from you. Are you enjoying what we have to offer? Let us know. Go to the website.
Please.
Subscribe. Please. StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com. And you click on Archive Show. this show will be up. Share with a friend if you want to hear it again. But also, let us know what you think. And we're open to suggestions. What do you say, Mike?
Well, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Help us shape this show. I've said this before. This is our show, so we're kind of embracing everyone that's listening in and asking you to bring some other people in so that they can enjoy what we do. And it's sort of like William and I talked about the other day, the experience here that we're trying to accomplish is much like when you go to a movie theater to watch a movie, mm-hmm. and you get to experience other people watching the same movie that you're watching. So it's the combined experience, because I mean, let's be frank about this. You can sit at home and you can listen to whatever music you want to listen to. But when you've got all of us listening at the same time, telling stories, me and William being silly.
Yep.
It's a better experience for all of us. And I know I enjoy it thoroughly.
Oh,
so thanks for the opportunity, William, to be part of all this.
And you know, what Mike said, us being silly. I love being silly. I do, Mike.
Now you're silly Willy.
Mike, see, you crossing the line now. You crossing the line.
You're no longer slick Willy. You're now silly Willy.
You know, I would take slick over silly any day. Silly Willy. Bye, Mike.
And I know 7-Up's laughing over there.
I'm sure. Leaving on a jet plane.
So I'm trying to do my best to hold down the West Coast out here. And talked about it earlier about California and all, but you know, you've been gone from California for a while, William.
I know, man. Like a year.
Hold that one for just a second.
And guess what? What a segue. Leaving on a jet plane.
All right, I got something to say when we're done with this.
All right. I'm sure you do.
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say.
Peter Paul and Mary. Wow.
That was another request from my extended family. family up there at the American Legion last night because we were all talking about this show and such. One of them put this on the jukebox, and I said, you know what? I'm going to play this for you guys tomorrow night with Coast to Coast.
I hope they're listening, man. I hope they're listening. I used to love.
I gave them all the information.
Okay. Well, I sent you something
earlier.
Sorry
for the delay on the computers, guys.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Hey, Mike.
I'm on my backup computer, and there's a delay in the audio, and there's a delay in the video, so I apologize. Next week, I'll be back up to par, I hope. But,
yeah. Randy stole your computer, didn't he? Randy stole your computer.
No, we were at Patty's house, Patty's Party Palace is what we call it.
The picture
that I showed you earlier, which was the sunset on Christmas. So we were up there and we do Friendsgiving and we did Christmas. So that was the picture from Christmas, from her patio, Patty's Party Palace. And, Randy and I were there last night, and William knows Randy very well. And, I was helping her with her computer because it wasn't working right. So I have a limited knowledge of computers. So I was helping her with that. Uh-huh. Well, as a backup,
Don't buy this for a second, folks. He knows a lot about more than he's telling you. Okay, go on.
So I brought my laptop just in case I had to write some documents because I couldn't get her computer to work. So as a backup, I had my computer because I'm all about like having backup. So when I was with Randy in his truck and I put my laptop in its holder, I put it in his back seat. And when I got home, I forgot to take it out of his back seat. So he's got my regular laptop.
Okay. I'm still going to go along. Randy heisted your laptop. I'm going along with that story. I know you have a different story. That's fine too. Mike, you know me by now. I like starting stuff. I love it.
So, okay, while you're starting stuff, I you're trying to hold down the East Coast, and I'm trying to hold down the West Coast, and I'm trying to hold down California, but I got issues. I got lots of issues. The other day, I went to the gas station, filled up, and I noticed one of my tires was like a little low. Right? So when you and I were growing up, William, what did you do? You grabbed the hose and put some air in the tire, right?
Folks, it's already funny. Go ahead, Mike.
It was free. I mean, air was free. We're breathing it in. It was free. I had to go to a second little station there at the gas station.
Oh, Lord.
I had to put in $1.75 worth of quarters. I don't think it's funny, William. It cost me almost $2 to put a little bit of air in my tire.
Hey, you know what? Mike.
That's not okay.
Mike, I got a text here from 7-Up. She said, you guys are just too funny. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, I'm mad. I'm not funny at this point. I'm mad because I got to pay for air.
Oh, I understand.
Why? I'm sorry. Let me bring my voice back down.
Oh.
Why do I have to pay for air, which is free?
I understand, bro. I got something for you.
Do you know why?
Why is that, Mike? No, sir.
Inflation.
Back after this. Car wash.
Man's got to fill his tire.
Hey. Inflation. And after inflation, you still got to watch that sucker, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. We already told you. We already warned you. Thanks for hanging in.
Yeah, we're going to say stupid stuff. It's okay.
Let me tell you. work gets kind of hard. And this ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you act the fool. At the car wash, whoa, 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 talking about the car wash, yeah. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me.
Car wash.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
Keep on, I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, get your car washed today.
Fill up and you don't have to pay. Come on and give us a play.
Make
Brothers Gambino, Redbone. We're back.
Are you about ready to do your wild pick?
Yep. You read my mind, my friend. Now, okay.
Getting late.
I understand, my friend. Okay. Both of us have clocks, right? So, Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Oh, my. See, I was prepared to play yours first, but you sent me a message. You wanted me to play mine first. And that's okay, too. So, anyway.
No, you're always very kind and courteous to me. And I appreciate that, being your co-host here. But I mean, we got to put you first sometimes.
Oh, I appreciate that. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to talk a little bit about what we're going to do this Sunday night while I pull up my pick. I already know what it is. Okay. And it's on my list. So what I'm going to do, let me prepare that. But Sunday, this coming Sunday, January the 8th, one of the most important broadcasts that we're going to do throughout the year. I know it is. It's special. As a matter of fact, Mike, I'm already seeing a part two to that conversation, and we haven't even started part one yet. No doubt. No, seriously, my friend. So do that, I'll be right back. Please.
Okay, so I'm going to, you want me to do like 30 seconds or a minute?
Whatever it takes to get the word out.
Okay. So, I already talked about this earlier tonight, but this Refuse to Be a Victim program that I did for the department for years and years and years is extremely important to not just you, but your family, your children, your loved ones, and any friends that you have, because we tend to walk out our door in the morning or in the evening or whenever we leave our home, and we tend to put blinders on. It's like, everything's fine. I'm not worried. Well, you should be. I'm not saying you need to be paranoid, but you do need to be cautious. And that's what we're going to talk about this Sunday. And because it's such a huge topic and there's so many different players involved on this board, which have their own personal knowledge and stuff from their background, their professions and such, it's going to take a little bit for us to sift through all of this. But again, it's going to be about safety from the moment you leave your home, or even before that. What, how have you safeguarded your home?
Mm-hmm.
How have you protected your children in the home?
Mm.
What kind of lighting locks when you walk out that door and you get in your car? Are you aware of your surroundings? When you drive down the street, do you notice if someone's following you? If they are, do you know what to do? When you're driving, do you know what lane that you should probably be in for your own safety? And these are things that generally we don't talk about. And the reason we don't talk about it or think about it is because all of us like to think the best of our fellow humans.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's some evil out there. There's some bad people out there. And you need to arm yourself with knowledge to protect yourself against the evil that does exist out there. And so those are the things that we're going to talk about on this Sunday, the 8th. And then, again, I can see us doing multiple programs on the same thing.
We have to.
There's so much area to cover.
We have to, Mike. We have to. And it's part of our mission. And you guys already know, because this isn't new to Mike and I. I can think about, I don't want to count the years, 3-4 years back, maybe 5, that I had Mike on, another platform that I had, and we talked about that. Mike is involved with, and was involved, with a, and I'm sure to some extent still, with the Gift of Love program, where we talk about, protecting battered women and homeless women and children and things of that nature. So there's a whole lot going on, folks. We love to play music. We love to have fun. We love to have great dialogue. But Mike and I, we're brothers because we have a heart that we really want to help wherever we can, how big, small, little, whatever it is, right? So there's a lot of things going on. So please stay tuned to Studio W, The Buzz, Studio W. And we want your comments. As a matter of fact, one person to win this. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if the voting was done today, it'd be a tie between Kim Rogers and 7-Up to win whatever we're doing. So you want your friends involved? Please tune in next week to Mad Mike and Wild Will. And we're going to start this contest. We're going to give away a gas card. And hopefully whatever, big, small, whatever it is, that it makes your life a little bit better, but share it with your friends. They can get involved with it too. And how do you do that? Go to studiowbuzz.com. Studio WBuzz.com. Please subscribe. Leave a comment internationally. StudioW.Buzz. Subscribe. Leave a comment. Let us know. And Mike and I know my partner will attest to this. We're open to suggestions. If you have some music or a suggestion for a show that we need to maybe focus in on or showcase.
Or share a story.
Share a story, a theme. Love it. Love it. Love it. So Mike, oh my God, I've got to get your pick in, but let me get mine in right now. Coming back, this is Wild Will's pick. And coming up right now, after that, Mad Mike's pick. Let's do this. Let's
have better some be fun. A good one, William. Better be a good one.
Hey man, Mike.
I hold you to a high standard, sir.
Guess what? It doesn't come in higher than this. Pieces of a Dream. 4-5-4 On the Buzz.
Oh,
Pearl. Pieces of a dream. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kind of smooth like that. This is what Wild Will brings to you. Look, I do not play. Disclaimer. Okay, I just want to put this as a PSA. Call it what you want. Invite me to your house and tell me you're having a dance party. Make sure your homeowners cover the floors because I'm cutting them up. I promise you, I will I promise you, Mike. I'm serious, dude. I'm serious about that. So,
well, you know, tell them a little bit. Tell them a little bit more about if they want to do a cyber party with us and stuff. Because yeah. Not only can we do, we can host your whole party, but I believe StreamYard has the ability to put at least 10 screens up at once.
Yeah.
So you'd have us two
and eight more.
People that are out of state, out of the area that want to be part of your party.
Right.
We can bring them in and put them on the screen and you can show that wherever you're doing your party, where you can have up to 10 people on the screen at the same time enjoying whatever it is you're doing.
That's exactly right. Folks, contact us, William at Studio W Buzz.com. Did I hear Guinness in the background? Did I hear Guinness?
No, that was me sneezing.
Oh, I thought.
I don't know where he's at. Guinness.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find him.
Okay, because you're.
He's a sleepy baby all day. Guinness. Oh, here he is. He's right here.
Guinness. Okay. Guinness, you're getting better. Guinness is getting better. Anyway, Mike, thank you so much. Cyber Parties, StudioWBuzz.com. Contact me, William at StudioWBuzz.com if you're interested in a cyber party. The greatest thing about it, like Mike just said, you can include relatives anywhere around the globe. Guinness, that wasn't your cue yet. Okay, anywhere around the globe. Can you imagine?
He's half asleep still.
I understand. Can you imagine you in California and you have cousins, uncles, aunts, or relatives in New York? They can join your birthday party, your wedding anniversary, some things. And guess what? You don't have to worry about strangers coming into your home.